Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hey, yeah. Yo, we had a little technical difficulty, but
I can't hear
you now. And,
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
To seek out your dreams, your desires, your goals, to live as you've never lived.
You there?
Yes.
Monty?
Yes.
Okay, good, great. I was trying to get stuff straight with Switchboard in terms of the music and stuff that was already, you know, pre-programmed. We came on late, dealing with a few technical difficulties. We got a few minutes left, and wanted to do is, you're impatiently waiting there on the line to do what we got to do for tonight, is just go over the essence of this thing called Travel Party and why Travel Party is important for people as they come into the business in terms of plugging in and how to take advantage of what's this thing that we call Travel Party. Because again, when I say thing, not that it's something that's abstract, not that it's something that doesn't mean anything, but as people come in, they get new terms, new definitions of things that they need to do to accentuate their life. And one of the things, if you're going to come into YTB, is that you need, you know, to be having travel parties. And mm-hmm. So you know, with that said, as we take, you know, the last 10 minutes that we got left for the day is letting you share with people what that means. And from your perspective, from this whole thing of YTB and the business, you know, the essence of what should come out of people having travel parties and making travel parties happen for them. Take it away.
Well, what I've heard about our business and travel parties is this. When you first come into business, the first thing that you want to do is expose what you're doing. And the best way to advertise your business is to have a travel party, a grand opening, a travel party at your home, in the comfort of your own home, and invite a minimum of 30 people to your travel party. You invite 30. Statistics show that 8 to 10 people will show up for your travel party. And so your travel party is to introduce everybody to your business and what you're doing. So out of that travel party, basically, this is what we want to happen. When you join 1 week, the next week we want you getting a paycheck. And the best way to do that is to have a travel party to introduce your business, your grand opening, to expose what it is that you're doing. And so as people, you know, when your travel party starts and you get people excited, and by the end of the travel party, let's say that 10 people came to your travel party, and this is not unusual, 10 people came to your travel party and 4 to 6 people came aboard with you. Well, what did that just do? Well, let's say 6 people came aboard with you. Guess what you've done? You've completed your first team. Now, the next person that comes into the business is going to start your power team. The 7th person that comes into the business is going to start your power team, which is the highest paid position in our company. And so from that one travel party, you got your first team started. And so now you're into your power team. But then what you want to continue to do is have travel parties every week. There are people in the business that have 3 and 4 travel parties a day. And so the more travel parties that you have, the more people are going to come into your business, because the more travel parties that you have, the more exposure you're going to give your business. And
well, what you're saying, it almost sounds like, you know, when Dr. Cheryl Batiste, last week she was on the call and she was telling people they were going to take the cruise. And she said, you know, and, you know, some people, they took it however they wanted to take it. But she was saying in terms of taking the cruise, she said, okay, well, you know, we got this cruise coming up, and if you're blessed enough to take advantage of it and stuff that's coming through for you in terms of the business and made it go do that, and then go, she said, get you one of those Bahama Mamas. And what she was talking about was not somebody, you know, picking up another person, but she was just talking about a beverage that they had there and relax and be on the cruise and enjoy the fact that through YTB you had a chance to go to the Bahamas and got you a Bahama Mama and go on back to the hotel room and chill and be part of one of the greatest opportunities going on, because at the same time, if you're able to do that, that meant that you're on the ship with the cruise.
Right, right. And that's because you did what you were supposed to do.
I understand. You did what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you had your travel party. First of all, it put money in your pocket. You help some people, but the results is that by helping somebody, you put money in your pocket, which enabled you to pay for that cruise.
Yeah, that's so important. You know, by helping, as you just said, by helping somebody, you put money in your pocket, because the bottom line is that with this whole thing is, again, it's a tremendous blessing, because we're able to help people. We're able to, as it said from that song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We can share some information with people, and that, you know, no, we can't make people do anything, but those that, as the information is shared with them and their ears are open enough that they can hear the message of the sharing that's being shared with them, then they can make some changes in their lives. And, you know, with that, you know, I just want to, you know, kick it back to you as, you know, we talk about different things every day, and just, you know, for you to share with people out there that might be listening on this, how by participating, there's some tremendous changes and some strides that can take place in their lives and place them somewhere else in life in the next 2 to 3 years. That, you know, goes way beyond the fathom of the imagination.
Well, first of all, traveling is fun. Traveling is so much fun. And can you imagine getting paid to travel? Of course, we call that a paycation. How many folks out there want to take a paycation? People travel all the time. People take vacations, but they don't get paid to do it. And so how many of you want to take a paycation, get paid to travel? And then also, when you help other people, you know, you put other people in position, they can get paid to travel also. So you got a bunch of people out here taking, let's say, paycations. Everybody's is getting paid, and then you're out here helping other people. This company is a win-win situation. You see, you're just capitalizing on something that people are already doing. You know, you look at the gas prices today. That has not stopped people from traveling and taking vacations. Because if it did, a lot of hotels would be going out of business, a lot of airlines would be going out of business, a lot of rental companies, car companies would be going out of business. So somebody asked me, how does the economy affect your business? It really doesn't, because people travel for so many reasons, but a lot of people travel or take vacations to relieve stress. You know, if they didn't get that vacation once a year, that week or two once a year, they might go absolutely crazy. So people take vacations for different reasons, and because the economy is in the shambles that it's in, that's not taking people from traveling and taking vacations. So we're in a win-win situation in this company, Satawi. I truly believe that.
Yeah, you know, everything you just shared is so powerful, in terms of you know, people understanding the win-win situation. And then there's another component that we have access to, to help people as they take care of their own personal growth and development, but as they look forward to things that they want to be connected to, their favorite charity, their favorite nonprofit, something that, you know, beyond everyday life and things that they're dealing with, something they want to support. And that we have a program that helps people connect that support where, you know, it's a win-win situation for those that just might want to come into business to go around and find those people that need that charitable support and can take advantage of a program that we have. And we got like about 3 minutes left. You can take about a minute and a half and just, you know, share this whole Passport to Giving program so that people can understand how that program can benefit their church, their nonprofit, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, you know, whatever it is that they're out there doing beyond the everyday just living in life.
The Passport to Giving program can actually give a nonprofit, a charitable organization, it can give them an income whereby they can get paid 365 days a year, in other words. Because once that program is put in place, it just works and works and works. It doesn't need a lot of hand-on kind of stuff going on. Once it's put in place, it's basically automated, because people will go to that organization's site, book their travel, book their vacation, book their cruises, whatever it is, and that organization will earn 60% of the vendor-generated commission in the form of royalties. So we're going to keep everything in the tax, the nonprofit area. We're going to keep all of that money in a tax-free situation by giving them that money in terms of royalties. So that program is truly, truly unbelievable, Satawi.
That really sounds, you know, so great, you know, and so fantastic in terms of those churches and nonprofit groups out there listening to the program tonight, is how you can plug into this system. And it's bigger than as we doing what we have to do to develop our own fundamental business base. But the bottom line, it's a system that people can plug into that can help them, achieve, tremendous heights.
You can put a stream of income in place for a nonprofit. These organizations are hurting for money. I was talking with a director today, and he told me that was one area, the funding area, that was one area that they needed a lot of help in, and he was excited about the information. I hadn't even sent him the information yet, but these organizations are always looking for money, and I wouldn't even call this a fundraiser, because what you're doing is you're giving these organizations a stream of income that's coming in year-round, and you don't have to get a bunch of people together to do this, to do a fundraiser, to sell some plates or do a bake sale, a car wash, or anything like that. You put this travel site in place for this organization and let them reap the rewards, and there will be huge rewards because...
That is so true. As we get down to our last 30 seconds for tonight, just basically letting people be able to, you know, share with people, hey, you know, we're an organization, we exist, and there are some things that people are doing that's a part of our organization as they travel and do whatever they need to do, is that we as an organization, we have a site up on the Internet the same way as other organizations and other agencies, and you can go right to that site. And you can book your travel, and it can go and benefit the organization. And with that said, hey, we talk to people on Sunday. Peace.
Blog Talk Radio.